I talked with Sulphur Springs City Manager Mark Maxwell about a variety of topics Tuesday morning. We start by discussing a slight delay for the next street improvement project.
Lamar Street project is up next on the list. That's about a $750,000 rebuild of Lamar from College to Beckham. And that'll be water and sewer, a little bit of drainage, and a complete reconstruction of the street. We have all the materials. We're really ready to go now, but we figure this is a terrible time to start digging up the street and keeping people from their homes during the holidays. So we're holding off till January 1st. We'll get started on it after the new year. And then not long after that, we'll get started on the Peerless Highway water project. That's a replacement, about a 14,000-foot long replacement of a 12-inch water main that goes from the Highway 19 out past the dam. Mm-hmm. And both of those will be going after the first of the year. So Lamar first, and then then the Peerless project.
Plenty of other things to do, little projects.
We've got a backlog of little things that need to be done around town, soft spot repairs and whatnot. So Public Works will be working on that in the meantime.
Noticed the manager's report, the wastewater treatment had a good month.
Yeah, it's going well, and really this time of year you would expect it to. We don't have to worry about oxygen depletion during the winter. It's a biological process, but when it starts warming up next summer, I expect that we'll start having some problems again.
I'm not sure how we came through the Thanksgiving time, but Christmas coming up and a lot of holiday cooking going on, and just a reminder again to people about not pouring that grease right down the drain.
Yeah, we were busy as we usually are during Thanksgiving, and what happens everybody's cooking Thanksgiving dinner, and there's a lot of grease that goes down the drain. And typically what people do is they turn on the hot water and they chase it down with hot water for a while, which gets it out of the house,
yeah.
Right? But it still gets out to the street, and it cools down and it solidifies and gathers in places where there's problems in the line. And so it's, you know, the water and sewer distribution guys, they're always busy on Thanksgiving and Christmas because people pour grease down the drain. Mm-hmm. And so I would ask that, save that can of green beans and pour your grease in it, please, and then just throw it in the trash.
Aren't there some bags or something?
We have at the water office where you pay your bills. There's some little grease containers that have replaceable bags that you can pour it in, put the lid on it, and set it off to the side so it's not unsightly and smelly. But if you don't want to do that, an old can will do just fine.
KSST News.